biggest range of fragrances at the lowest prices. Chemist Warehouse really is the real house of fragrances this Christmas.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for tradieoke.
Okay, time for the tradies of Melbourne to fire up and sing us a song. We've got Jason from Craigieburn, a concreter. Hey, Jace.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good. Jace, what do you got for us?
I've got Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Every morning when I wake up at 5 a.m. for work, I'll sing of that song.
Yay! Here we go, go.
We should all wear those Choose Life t-shirts. They were a good look, weren't they?
Yeah.
The big pink lettering on the t-shirt.
Jace, what a treat being able to work with you every day. What a wonderful way to start your day.
Hey, Jace, do you have someone to wake up before you go-go?
Hey?
Do you have someone to wake up?
Me?
Yeah.
All I've got is myself, and I'm struggling every day for that, mate. So I don't suggest anybody try to get me to wake them up.
Righto, see you away, brother.
Okay, Jace, good luck.
Thank you. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on the line and yo-yo. Don't wake me up before you go, go. I don't want to miss it when you hit that high. Wake me up when you go, go, cause I'm not planning on going solo. Wake me up before you go, go. Take me dancing tonight.
Yeah, Jace.
Well, full marks for energy. I'm not sure if the lyrics were right or even the melody.
Who cares?
Great energy.
It was so good. Now, Tony Carpenter from Epping. Hi, Tony.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, great. Tone, what are you going to perform for us?
I'm going to sing Fly Me to the Moon by Frank Sinatra.
Fly me to the moon.
Yes.
Just a crooning carpenter. Now, he's got a slightly scratchy line. Hopefully this all works out.
Okay, we can't wait for this, Tony. Step into Frank Sinatra's shoes and sing us a song.
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. Wait. In other words, boom, boom, boom. Hold my hand. In other words, fairy kiss me.
What?
That's all.
An unusual finish there.
Nice job, Tony.
Tony.
A kiss from Fev there at the end, and Tony has. I thought he did very well there.
The brave song choice. Now, Nons, the truckie from Craigieburn. Hi, Nons.
Hello.
Nons, we're great. Welcome back, Nons. You are. We know you're a great singer. You've won this before, haven't you? You're that good.
No, I'm not that good. I'm trying my best.
Oh, you are, Nons. We know how good you are.
That's his best, Nons.
Nons, what are you going to perform for us today?
I got Bob Marley, Three Little Birds.
There's a tune.
Bad thing.
Oh.
Great choice.
Great. Oh, you know what a great message for today, Nons. We love this. Okay, off you go.
Rise up this morning, smiling with the rising sun. Three little birds outside my doorstep, singing sweet songs with melody pure and true, saying, well, this is my message to you. Hey, now we're singing, don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is gonna be all right. Yay.
Oh, no, ones. We wanted you to keep going.
More.
That was so good.
You know, that's the old showbiz rule, isn't it? Leave them wanting more. And we could have heard that whole song. All right, so there's some decisions being made here between Fee and Fev as to who should win this one.
It was Jason was good. Tony was great. He went Frank Sinatra. I don't think we've heard Frank Sinatra before on this radio station ever.
It was very brave. I loved
brave, it. And he gave a little shout out to me. I gave him a kiss back. And that's all he's going to get from me today, Tone. Nons, that was beautiful.
You win, Nons.
Bad thing.
That was
thank
beautiful.
Thank you.
That was
every
really
little
got
thing.
Me.
Stay with
now,
it.
Now, it wouldn't be right, though, Nons, for you to leave the show without honking your horn.
Singing was like a little minivan or something.
Better singing than the horn, wasn't it? Anyway, well done. It is the Urban Alley Brewery where you'll be heading, Nons, to spend $250 there. Good times, great food, and even better beer.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
And this time on yesterday's show, it was revealed how much money his daughter Lulu had spent in the App Store. These figures are astounding.
It was 5,000 coins, $79.99. 5,000 coins, $79.99.
What?
But then it says who's purchased it, and it says...
How many of those, though?
Lulu Favola's phone. She's been playing a game called Robux or something on the iPad or her iPhone, and it totaled to $1,120 in one day. Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, Boxy. So there was 12 transactions that had come up on Saturday, Saturday night, on my Hotmail account, because that's what my iTunes is connected to. So I got a lot of messages yesterday after this little rave, and they said you can get the money back because it's a minor using your credit card on an app store and you get refunded. So I went on to report a problem. So I went on, reported a problem because I'm like, oh, we can get it back.
Go for it. Bonus. It's a grant.
So I've gone on and you have to select each item that's been purchased. There was a lot of my little games in there that I purchased. So I had to go through a few.
I wish Alex was in charge of this.
Oh, God. So you can do up to 25 different transactions. That's the limit. So I've already gone through 25. So yesterday was only 12. Then I had to do another email. There was 46 transactions that she'd made.
What?
No, what?
Over nearly $4,000 worth of coins.
Get out.
And it only goes back to September. So there was somewhere she's brought 10,000 coins at $159.99. So she's been doing it since September.
How much money?
Like over nearly $4,000.
How did you miss that? How did you miss the other $3,000?
I don't know. It's
just not checking your Hotmail account.
But what happened was, like, about 2 weeks ago, Alex is like, you got to stop spending money on the credit card for iTunes. And I'm like, I don't even think I did.
It's not
but
you.
I've just taken the blame. So when I've picked Lulu up from school, our little ad came on. There was you saying, oh, look, she's like, did you speak about that on the radio?
And I was like, not only did we speak about it, we put it in all our replays.
Yeah, and she started crying. She was upset. Whoa. And I said, now, Lulu, this goes back to September. And that was the only time I could track it was back to September because it stops at that. And I said, you were doing 10,000 coins at $159.99. And I said, did you just keep doing it because you got away with it? And she's like, yes. And you were getting the blame. So I was just, so she literally, and then I said, because I had to go to Apple and report the problem, they're going to pay the money back. And she's like, oh, so do I get my phone back? And do I have to pay the money back now? She thinks that she's off the hook.
She's off the hook.
No, you're not. You're in more trouble.
101.9 The Fox.
We are going to be talking about a picture right now. And if you want to know what we're talking about, just go to our Insta story. Fifi Fev Byron for this image. It's 21 past 7 on the Fox.
Okay, I saw this image yesterday and it blew my mind because I'm a huge Justin Timberlake fan. I love him and Jessica Biel. What a beautiful relationship.
Yeah, our
parents, they're tight. I love them both. And then these photos broke yesterday of a rap party for Justin Timberlake. He's filming a movie.
Who's and, Justin Timberblake?
He's another
actor. Is he like an impersonator? Or?
No, this is definitely Justin Timberlake in the picture.
Timberlake. Yeah. Oh, yeah, cool.
Anyway, he's starring in a movie at the moment with an actress called Alicia Wainwright.
Mm.
And they're at a pub or a bar in Nashville. They're outside on the balcony. Now, in their defense, it's a group of people. Apparently, there's some cast and crew. But there's these incriminating photos, and let's be honest, it's so annoying because they're just moments in time, but they look really dodgy. He's at one stage, he's holding her hand, but in a very delicate way where he's sort of holding her fingers in one hand. Then he's holding her wrist in another photo, just gently holding her wrist. And in another photo, he's like holding her arm. Now it looks intimate.
Yeah,
it
well, they
looks...
could just be having a DM, having a little chat.
And do you
she
hold...
could have been emptying her heart out. And he's like, oh, look, listen, love, you know?
Okay, Fev, I'm going to describe this for people listening. So he's got her fingers clenched in his hand.
Yeah.
Fingers clenched in hand?
Yeah, he's just telling her just to, everything will be okay.
Okay, oh, Fev.
It's intimate.
And I want to defend Justin, and I hope that Jessica and he are happy, and this is not a problem.
They haven't posted it with each other on their Instagrams for over a month.
Good detective work, Fev.
Yeah, I did some detective work.
I love that. Now, okay, they haven't done that for a month. No one. If he is in fact cheating, this is a terrible way of getting busted. But if it is innocent and they're just platonic friends, Fev, picture this. After the show today, we're in the meeting. We're sitting on the couch.
Well, you
and
be
I
there.
Delicately.
this is definitely hypothetical.
What am I holding Byron's hand, am I?
It's hypothetical. We're having a little chat and I just delicately pick up your hand and just lightly hold your fingers in mine.
I'd say get off, you freak.
Yes!
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Right now, I would like to talk about something secretive. There is a spy in our midst. Now, when I say a spy, a real bona fide actual spy is in Australia. He's Chinese. We don't know where he is, but he's seeking asylum. Sorry, this is actually a serious story.
Oh, do you want me to... Okay, do you want me to drop the music? It seems a bit...
No, for the punchline.
No, keep the music, but I realised
no
it started to sound like a joke.
No, okay.
No, this is what's happening at the moment. There's a Chinese spy seeking political asylum in Australia. And the government are trying to get in there and defend him and look after him and give him the asylum. Because if he goes back, he's in all sorts.
Yeah.
And this is the thing about spies. You've got to... I've always wondered with spies, like, what's in it for them? Is it the cash? Do you just get lots of cash?
Lots of cash.
You're betraying your country.
Yeah, but no
if you're
knows.
A spy within companies, you're betraying your company, the people who pay you.
But Fiona, you're missing the whole point of a spy. Nobody knows.
But you always find out who the spy is.
Well, do you?
Don't you think?
No.
Not the good ones.
Not the good ones, mate.
I know, okay.
Caught.
But there is the risk that you get caught.
Yeah, but
so,
that's the beauty of it. It's like gambling. You know you're going to lose money, but it's the joy of doing it.
Oh, it's not joyful. I mean, gamble
responsibly. It's the same thing. It's like it's the rush.
But do you reckon
you
there's
get.
Cash in
It's like playing footy. It's the rush of running out, the rush of being on radio, the rush of doing everything that we do, the rush of being a spy.
I mean, you're just making me think you are a spy right now.
Well, I could be. You don't know. That's the beauty
you could
of
be a
spy.
For another radio company.
Oh, probably not.
You could be
taking,
here
us, taking us to great heights.
Oh,
you're right, actually.
Yeah, well, that's unlikely. Yeah, sure. Why would you have done that?
I'd be a real bad spy if I was working for another company.
Now, we're having this hypothetical conversation. Why don't we try to talk to an actual spy?
Oh, no, Fief. I know that segment where we only need one caller.
Yeah.
If you're going to ask, are you a spy, that is the dumbest one we've ever done. Because a spy, the whole nature of their business, they're not going to say, yeah, I'm a spy.
We have a voice disguiser.
Well, but that's not going to be enough.
Byron, always expect the unexpected.
All
because,
right.
Melbourne, I'm asking you this question. Are you a spy?
Oh, wow.
One question. Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
Now, all of those questions we've asked and got calls for, but this one, we finally jumped the shark.
As Fev said, we've got the voice disguiser. We can use an alias. Are you a spy?
Or been one, maybe?
Maybe you were a spy. You're a retired spy.
Yeah.
I'll go a step further. Do you know a spy?
No, we're not accepting.
I'd love to be a spy.
I was going to say, part of me thinks you'd be a terrible spy, but then part of me thinks you'd be an amazing spy.
Oh, see, you just don't know, do you?
I don't, and that probably
mysterious.
Makes you a great spy.
Yeah, all right. So we will accept if you were a former spy. We can change names, as Fev mentioned, the voice disguiser.
But I will also accept, can I say, I just will accept, not just foreign spies, the idea of working on a global, even like within companies or corporations, have you been asked to go and infiltrate another workplace and find out all their secrets? That sort of stuff too. I imagine that happens.
It's very interesting.
Can we draw the line though at those people that follow you in the shops? That's not a spy. That's
just they're store detectives.
Security, yeah, we're not going to take those ones. 131060, are you a spy?
I'm more confused. Who's Byron, you got a store detective confused with a spy.
I'm just saying, you wanted to water it down to, do you know a spy?
Yeah, but so not, do you work security?
Security people at Southland aren't spies.
131060, give us a call.
1019, The Fox.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
We thought this might bring us undone, Fee, but the question is so specific, so ridiculous that
you thought that.
Well,
don't say we.
Think of the question. No. Come on, anyone listening would go, no, you can't ask that and expect to get a call.
Well, unbelievably, we have asked the question, are you a spy? And Byron?
We got one!
We got one! Carol in... Oh, I just realised this is Carol one. I think Carol's already a made-up name. Carol,
let's hope so, Fief.
Carol in Noble Park. Oh. Are you there, Carol?
Yes, I am.
Yes, excellent, Carol. I believe that is already a pseudonym. So we're off to the right, on the right track. Carol, are you in fact a spy?
Not at the moment, but I used to be.
Tell us about it, Carol.
I was employed by the Australian Army to listen in on other countries' communications.
Oh, yes.
So I would record voice communications and take down Morse code communications and pass them on to the linguists for translation.
Beep, beep, beep. Carol, you're actual former spy.
Wow.
Carol, this is so exciting.
What did you uncover? Oh, we've got so many questions.
They're lining up for questions here.
Sorry, I'm excited. What did you uncover? Like, who are you? What countries were you listening to?
Most of them were southeastern countries. Some of them I didn't know, but because I'm not a linguist and I can't speak languages, I didn't understand anything I took down. But the word dandenong did come up one day.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, dear.
Because I had to spell that out, and they spelt it wrong, but it was dandenong.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, what do they want to do with dandenong?
I think they were buying supplies and just buying them from Daniel.
Okay, so somebody doesn't feel right about this conversation. I mean, I guess it was a while ago.
No, I want more.
Okay.
And what else, Carol? What else did you find out?
Well, like I said, I don't know because we used to follow the voice communications up to the frequency band.
So you're a facilitator.
Yeah, and I wasn't allowed to talk about it for 7 years after I got out of the Army. I had to sign a release.
Wow.
Carol.
Did you uncover anything? Did you catch someone?
No.
No, Carol.
It was past a linguist, so I got no idea what information I managed to obtain.
Sounds like a good job.
Carol.
This is like me in radio boxing. I've got no idea what I'm doing.
You're the Carol of radio. Okay.
Carol, thank you so much for calling. And we were so keen for secrets, but as Carol said, a lot of it is just that. It's getting noting things down, passing them on and looking for patterns, and I love it. Oh, that is what a great job.
Would you believe it? Not the only one we've got.
No.
We got one!
This caller wants the voice disguiser.
Wow.
I think that was Carol's real name, by the way, but this is not Henley's real name.
Hi, Henley.
Hello, how are you?
Ooh. Oh, Henley. I like your pseudonym as well. It's good. Henley. Are you a spy?
I am, and I currently am.
Oh,
wow.
Who for?
If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Oh, okay. Do actual spies say that, or is that a cliche that a pretend spy would say?
Now, are you a spy for the government, or are you trying to catch, husbands and wives cheating on each other? What sort of spy are you?
That would be something totally different, Sev.
It's a private detective.
Correct. I'm looking into businesses to see how they're operating and trying to get aspects for other people.
Oh, jeez.
So how do you... So, Henley, how do you operate as a spy? You obviously go in pretending to be somebody you're not. Is that what happens?
Correct.
So, and then once you infiltrate the business, you find out all their secrets.
That is correct.
Mate, you're one of those rats.
Is there good money in it, Henley?
It can be, for the right price.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Henley, what have you found out?
It can be boxy when he goes to a company and says, you're insider trading, give me a little swing of that.
Yeah, give me.
That's what Henley, I do.
Henley, have you found out anything?
I will give you a little hint. I do a lot of stuff for Coles and Woolworths.
Ooh, would you say that? I'm just not sure about this guy.
Wow.
So...
Lucky I shop at IGA.
Yeah. Are you like one of those pretend shoppers? Are you a mystery shopper?
No, not a mystery shopper.
Okay, thank you so much.
Get your spy hat off and tell us something.
Henley, well, that feature one that said call us if you're a spy. I'm surprised anyone even called. I'm not certain Henley is a spy. But how would we bloody know? Okay, now, would you believe, guys?
Can we ask the question, are you a mystery shopper?
Now, can you believe it? Yet again.
Oh, what?
We've got another one. Now, this is another person using a fake name who also wants the voice disguiser.
I wish you can give us something.
I can't believe we've got another caller. It's Kelly in Lilydale. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
Good, Kelly. You're on the voice disguiser. This already sounds very secretive. Are you a spy?
I was a spy.
For who?
For the military.
Another Carol.
Hopefully it was more effective than Carol.
Maybe.
So what did you do? What were you doing Morse code in different countries as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Did you find out anything? Did you understand the language, not like Carol?
We were trained in several different languages to decipher Morse code.
Oh, wow. What sort of languages?
Indonesian, usually Asian languages.
Okay.
Kelly, did you uncover anything? Did you hear something whilst you were eavesdropping on conversations?
I heard lots of something. Nothing I can tell you about, though.
Oh. And this is why it was such a stupid idea, Faith. Anyway, but thank you so much for not telling us anything there.
How corrupt are our politicians, Kelly?
Oh, wow.
You're welcome.
Are they corrupt?
Not necessarily, no.
Oh, that's not a no.
You know what? The thing is, and Byron, you know, you're suggesting it's a bit disappointing.
Well, it's ill-conceived.
But what I love about Carol and Kelly, what great spies. They didn't tell us anything. That means they're doing their job well.
Well done. Yeah. The segment survives because you did get calls.
101.9 The Fox.
Yesterday, hands down, one of the most embarrassing things to ever happen to me happened, Fev. I was filming a commercial ad. Now, I can't give away too many details at the moment, but I was filming on location at a house
bras
in Melbourne.
Not bras and things.
But it was a long shoot day, and I had Trixie there, and I had Daisy there, and Trixie was amazing. She was fantastic. She's in a few of the scenes with Mummy, and as I pointed out a bit earlier, I had two scenes. Trixie ended up with four scenes.
Her mum's booked.
How did that happen? But anyway, by the end of the day, we were shooting from when I left the radio show yesterday, right through to about 6:15. And Daisy was so good on sets because I'm still feeding and I'm demand feeding. So every now and then I'd have to pop her on the boob and then get back to it. But the show, it all wrapped at about 6. So the crew were dismantling all the equipment and taking it out of the house. And I was getting out of my wardrobe because I had, borrowed clothes on. I was taking them off in the master bedroom of the house, and I thought I'll sneak in a feed for Daisy before we get in the car and drive home.
Is this a random
40-minute
rest? It's not your house.
What happens?
They shoot it on set. They go to a nice big.
So they hire people. Can be paid to have a commercial ad or a television show. So the people who allowed us to come and film the ad, they would, I imagine, get remunerated.
Yeah.
Like for
that. When I did Jenny Craig. We went to a house in Kew somewhere and it wasn't our house.
Well, that wasn't your house.
Yeah, but then when the same ad for Mel B comes on, we're in the same house.
You all live in the same house.
It's very, very strange.
So anyway, I was. I thought I'll quickly feed Daisy. So I sort of got my clothes off. I left my skirt on. I kept my top off and I just lay there on this person's bed. And if you think about that, that's quite funny. I'm on a complete stranger's bed in their master bedroom, lying there topless, feeding Daisy. But what's happened is because the shoot was over and everybody was leaving and unpacking, as you would, the man who owns the house has walked in after a long day of work. He's walked into his bedroom and there's Fifi Boxline half naked on his bed feeding her baby. Like, that. And so he's walked into the room. I'm lying there topless. Daisy's attached to one, but I'm just like sprawled on his bed. He's looked at me. Ah! And I've looked at him. Ah! And then we're just like having this awkward moment with.
You had a conversation.
Well, no, he didn't know what to do. He was like,
get out for a start.
Get out, mate.
No. But anyway, it was so embarrassing. Oh. And I felt for him because he would have, he just walked into his bedroom. He's finished work. So embarrassing. And I don't know if he's listening or his lovely wife, because I never met her and their kids. But 131060, if you were listening and I could formally apologise to you.
Do you reckon they had a conversation at dinner? Oh, mate, when I got home, Boxy was laying in there. The Mount Kosciuszko's were out. He was naked on my bed.
I'm not sure how talking to him live on radio is going to help, Fee.
Well, I don't know. I just love to hear how it went down for him, because it was just such an awkward moment. It was amazing.
So if you walked into your house yesterday after a long day and found Fee Box topless on your bed, please call right now. 1310.
Doesn't happen very often.
131060. 1019.
The Fox. Now, we've been watching over the last few weeks, The Bachelorette is over. And this is that period where you go, is it fake? Is there a contract? Are they pretending to be together?
Yeah,
and you sort of like watch a little bit. Now, Byron is all over this to the point where you, even yesterday, Byron, you were sending me messages whilst I was really busy. But you were sending me invested in this.
I wasn't as busy as you, and I had plenty of spare time to look at Instagram stories. And fair, you know, full disclosure, guys, Evie, good friend of our show, filled in while you were away, Fief. But, you know, we can still have an opinion. I mean, Angie still went on that show. It's a public show. I personally can't see it. I don't the Insta stories,
you don't get it,
with Carlin, and maybe it's because we're a bit dirty because we were rooting for Ryan the dog guy. I don't know.
But you lost money.
But Carlin, I don't see any chemistry when they're together on their Insta stories and stuff, and I could be completely out of line here. I'm not feeling it, guys.
Didn't he get paid $100,000 to stay with her for a year or something?
That was a rumor.
We don't know
so these are these rumors and these contracts. But one of the funniest things yesterday, and one of my favorite scenes, Fev, from The Office, the original with Ricky Gervais, is when David Brent says, "Get the guitar." So it's an in joke Brian and I've had for about 15 years. And he sent me a grab of Carlin on his feed yesterday. Got a guitar out and started serenading Angie. Now, I do think to myself, is he posting that hoping to get a recording contract? Oh. Only because there's lots of, he wants to be a model, he wants to be an actor,
right.
Maybe he wants to be a singer.
Do you know, I'd love to see, and we mentioned it before off air, like a year and a half ago when Angie was on Gogglebox.
Yeah.
If someone had done that to someone and she had to digest what had happened through the TV, wonder what she'd be saying about that person.
She'd be cringing at it.
And now she is that person. And now I know we're all doing that. But can we hear, let's hear Carlin. He's apparently, this is a song he's written. So he's serenading Angie with a song he wrote for her.
And in fairness, maybe they are in love and this is all just a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yuck.
I had a little bit of vomit come up in my mouth.
I mean, if you'd made it funny. See, this is the funny thing. Fev, I honestly believe that people want, you think as a woman, I want to be serenaded and I'd love a man to write a song for me. But when they're doing it, and I wonder if while that was being sung to Angie, a tiny bit of vomit didn't creep up the back of her throat. Because sometimes you go,
ugh. Yeah. You would know. You didn't know this, Beef, but what we've done, knowing that Carlin's song was going to be put to air, we thought there's actually a couple of dedications that you've been the subject of over the years.
People have serenaded
from different men who've certainly had their eye out for you. Including Debo. This was the rapper that you dated who lived in Brooklyn and had a collection of samurai swords.
He was my boyfriend at the time, and we were in a long-distance relationship from New York.
Yes.
And he did say to me, "I've written a song for you." He was a rapper slash high school teacher. And I won't lie, this didn't help the relationship.
It's called True Love. It's the rantings of a lunatic. Oh. At one point he goes on, in one of his verses, Fev, we won't play it here, but he goes into this big long verse about how he reserves the right to see other girls as well as Fev.
At least he made it funny. Not like old Carlin. That was sickening.
Carlin wasn't yes. funny.
My favourite, though, because I've actually witnessed this in the studio, Boxy, when you got serenaded by one Craig McLaughlin. He brought his guitar in.
I do have a memory of this.
Yes, and he's an interesting choice.
I don't imagine we...
Yeah.
So you want me to actually play this?
Yeah, press play.
I wouldn't have...
Yeah, okay. Press it. Okay.
Out. Tell you, Fifi, what I want to do.
No.
I want to spend some time with you. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we do. That's
Can
the problem.
I see you sometime. Come on, Fifi. In a parallel universe, you'd be mine.
Oh, yuck.
Oh,
jeez. Shouldn't have played that. That's the Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
All the drama that Prince Andrew's going through with at the moment. I mean, he's lost his job. They've taken away his royal duties. Aww. They've taken his flag down, Fev. Like now, apparently at one of the castles, they've got a flag. The Queen's got a flag for every child.
Oh,
his
no.
flag's come oh. down.
Whoa. She's disowning him.
He thought he'd front foot it with his little interview. Little did he know, talking about his sweat so much would end him up in this hot water.
I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time.
Doesn't make sense. Does he sweat now?
Well, yeah, I think he's claiming that he did. He does now, so it's like if you... who knows?
It does not make sense.
And we all read stuff and it's all probably made up, but you've got Prince Charles is apparently fuming, and while he's on the other side of the world with Camilla on a tour, he wants to get home to give his brother an earful. Prince William's not happy. Meghan's not happy. Meghan, you sit down. You've got a bit of... Enough on your plate. You stay out of it.
Meghan.
but my favourite part... not favourite. Actually, this is not fun. Here he is. He's 59. He's about to turn 60.
Oh, that's a big one.
Big milestone. I mean, it's right up there.
5 years away from the pension.
And his mum, the Queen, has cancelled his party. I get that I'm not allowed to work anymore and you've taken my flag down and you're all ashamed of me, but I don't even get a 60th. A party?
Surely you've earned the right to not have your mum intervene when you're 60.
Oh, this is the best part about it, though, isn't it? At 92, I mean, the Queen, I kid you not, was on a horse the other day. She was riding horseback.
She's so good.
But the fact, when you're an adult and your mum gets involved and tells you off in some way or another, I mean, this would happen to me, I was going to say daily, but maybe it's weekly. My mum would definitely have a go at me about something once a week. I'd get into trouble.
That's interesting.
Oh, absolutely. It can be from anything, from not hanging out the washing when she comes over and she sees the place is a mess, or what am I feeding Trixie? It can be just anything, like just
stay
constantly.
Well,
yeah.
Often she has a point.
You've met her. Running that line by her doesn't necessarily work.
I was in the car with you and Trixie going to Buller a couple of years ago, and I'm sure we got a call from your mum reminding you that you'd forgotten some very important item, and we're about halfway there.
A jacket. So I'd forgotten Trixie's jacket, and we had to turn the car around and go back and get it. Now, that's my mum. Well, I'll buy one on the way. Yeah. There's lots of options.
She wasn't having that. No. The car was stopping.
No, but 13 10 60, this might be a good chance to, if you've got a mum that is still cracking on at you as an adult, tell us, when did you say, Mummy, stay out of it, leave me alone?
Who says Mummy?
Mummy, I'm a grown-up.
Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
Kaza still call really, her mum.
Your mum?
Yeah, my mum, Kaza. Hasn't really got a say in my life too much, I don't think.
So when was the last time, Fev, in all honesty, you got yelled at by your mum or dad?
I reckon it was when I was about 15 and she gave me the strap. She had this like leather. And she gave me a little bit of a whack and I said, that'll be the last time you do that, Kaza.
So at no stage in your adult life, even when you've maybe been on the front page of a newspaper.
She just rings up to see if I'm okay. And then Ange will be like, oh, son, geez, they make up a lot of crap.
No, there's an actual picture of him doing that. Anyway, 13 10 60. If you're still getting in trouble from Mummy as an adult, we'd love to hear from you.
I'd love it if my mum yelled. I don't know what I'd do. I'd probably laugh, I reckon.
It is the Fox.
I love it. 101.9. The Fox. And we're just talking about all the drama that Prince Andrew's dealing with at the moment. Probably the worst part of it at the moment is that his mum has cancelled his 60th birthday party. Now, he's in trouble with people all over the world, but when you're in trouble with your mum and she gets involved and says no party for you, when you're 59...
Do you reckon he broke out in a sweat after she said that?
Well, as it turns out, he doesn't sweat a lot.
I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time.
Maybe have some pizza for birthday.
Woking Pizza now, Express.
I can relate to this. When you're an adult, sometimes your mum can still tell you off. Happens to me relatively frequently. Julie from Geelong. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Julie. Have you got into trouble from your mum?
Oh, gosh, all the time.
What's the latest? What's the highlight?
Well, I'm 43 and I drop my kids off to work before I go. And I've been in trouble recently for leaving my washing in the washing machine.
Jules, is there part of you? You know you're an adult. You know you're juggling, you're being a mum and being an adult and you've got your kids. And then when your mum walks into your house and points out the bleeding obvious, it can really get to you, can't it?
Oh, yeah. And I'm often told my house's not clean enough.
There we go. Thanks, yeah. Mummy.
You can't really complain because your mum and dad, they've been through it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, you can't complain, Fiv, because we owe them life, don't we?
Yeah.
That's the other bit.
They know it too.
And like most of them, particularly my mum, if she's listening, are incredibly helpful and supportive.
Wonderful.
So they're wonderful.
Wonderful
people. In many ways.
To wheel them into a home.
It's just okay. Jessie from Moorabbin. Hi, Jessie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Jessie. When did you get told off by your mum?
Pretty recently because I left my bedroom a bit messy and she walked in to put something away and I got yelled at.
Okay, now if you were, say, 12, that would make sense. But how old are you?
34.
There we go. So that's a bit of a problem there for Jessie.
That is. Thanks, Jessie. And Melissa from Lilydale. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. You're good, Melissa. You're a grown adult?
I am. I'm 48 years old with my own adult children, and I recently went to visit my parents. They live a few hours away now, and I stayed the night, and Mum got up at 8:30 p.m., turned the TV off and told me I was going to bed.
Get qualified as a personal trainer with the experts, the Australian Institute of Fitness. Hit fitness.edu.au for more.